How are the solas of the Lutheran Reformation God's gift to all Christians? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is titled Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. You can read an excerpt and purchase Grace, Faith, Scripture at IssuesETC.org. Be sure to request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June. Grace, Faith, Scripture, Portrait of a Lutheran.
If I ever write this letter, all the pages I could write.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to go through some listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line on this Monday, June the 3rd. Before we actually get into the email, Jeff, I wanted to ask you, are you getting more nervous? I wonder how you're sleeping this week since we have our one and only 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case conference coming up here at the end of this week.
Well, first of all, you made my day by agreeing to drive. To drive Deaconess Fredrickson and myself.
I didn't have a choice. My wife told me as we were driving home from Iowa yesterday, she said, "You're not letting Jeff drive." And I said, "Well, you know, every time we've gone any place for the last 20 years, Jeff drives and talks on his phone and texts on his phone. And actually, I've seen him type on his laptop while driving at the same time." And she said, "Well, I fear for your life." So I promised her that I would somehow insinuate myself into that situation, which you very kindly just asked me to do. So.
Well, here's the irony. We had to rent a cargo van to take to Concordia University Chicago, which only has two seats, correct? So you made my day because one of the three of us has to sit in a lawn chair. That shall be me now. And I couldn't in good conscience ask Deaconess Fredrickson to do it. So I said, "Todd, would you please be willing to drive to Chicago?" So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, so Deaconess could ride shotgun, and Jeff can sit in his lawn chair and do what he really does do while pretending to drive down the highway at 70 miles an hour. Work.
70? So,
well, yeah, 70 if he's...
Not in a 70.
I did want to say something, though. This has been the buggiest conference so far in its planning that we've... I mean, we've planned a lot of conferences, but this one has had a few bugs in it. But I think it's actually going to come in for a landing. All 3 points. It's going to be just fine. But we've had some setbacks, haven't we?
Well, we had Matt Walsh, Aaron Wolf joined the church triumphant,
and he was one of our speakers.
He was one of our speakers. And then we replaced him with Matt Walsh, who during the Memorial Day weekend tore his Achilles tendon and can't come to the conference. So we've never had that before. We've never had to replace even one speaker, which I knew eventually it's going to happen. But
oh, sure.
Two speakers, and Matt Walsh is, what, 10 days out, out from the conference?
Yeah, I didn't think it would happen 10 days out. But you called me one morning, or you left me a text, and you said, "Call me ASAP." And that either means I'm in trouble or something urgent has occurred. So I called him as soon as I could. He said, "You're never going to believe this." But in any event, Dr. Alan Carlson has very graciously agreed to drive up from Rockford. And is he managing editor of Touchstone?
He's a senior editor.
Senior editor of Touchstone. A great guest. He's going to come up and make the case for the natural family. And it's going to be fantastic. All going to come together.
Yeah, I don't know. I think some older people might be well aware of Dr. Alan Carlson. You know, he's not all the rage nowadays, but he served in the Reagan administration in the education department during President Reagan's presidency. And you talk about thinkers.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's a thinker.
No doubt about it.
And making the case for the natural family.
In fact, I saw an email that you sent to him this weekend, very politely telling him if you fire on all 8 cylinders, Dr. Carlson, you're going to go over our heads. So,
yes, he's
just tone it down a little bit and keep it at our level. And he was very gracious.
He's brilliant. He's done a lot of research on the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and the pill and contraception, which I'm sure will be quite provocative during his presentation. But yeah, it's different because we don't have as much control over this because we're hosting it at a like place that actually does conferences, not churches. So we are, in a good sense, in a bad sense, if you're OCD like me, you like to have control over things.
Everything.
But we're allowing Concordia University of Chicago to do a lot of the things that we've done in the past. So this will be quite interesting.
And it's a good thing that we actually didn't do our regular venue, which is Good Shepherd in Collinsville, this summer. Because as I was driving into work, I passed by Good Shepherd. And they're putting a new roof on the church. So that probably would have been a big conflict. We couldn't have had, you know, air hammers going off during the entire conference with these guys crawling around shingling the roof over there. So it worked out pretty well.
That's right. That's right. And we'll still make room for you, I think, with counting kids. Deacons, where are we? About 470, maybe, counting children. About 470 attendees. We're, what, 4 days out? You can register online at issuesetc.org or give us a call, 618-223-8385. I don't know how to best describe the conference. It's like one of those things you just got to do.
So if you're familiar with the show, it starts out with a live show, and then we go into speaker, 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 and we don't give you any time to breathe for the most part. And it's very intense. It is like the best of Issues, etc., in person with 400 and almost 500 of your fellow listeners sitting together, eating together, talking together over the course of just about
a little under 30 hours.
Yeah, about 30 hours. We do let you sleep. You know, we let you go home and sleep. But it's very intense, and the people who have attended in the past have liked so much about it. I think their favorite thing is probably just getting together with other Issues, et cetera, listeners. That sense when you walk into a room that's full of people, all there to hear these speakers, to see the show, that thought that occurs to you, okay, I'm not insane. I'm not crazy. I wasn't the only one who was listening to this show and thinking, wow, maybe I want to go to that conference. So
yeah, you have worship services, a hymn sing that you don't want to ever miss, led by Pastor Will Whedon. And then just the opportunity, these speakers are very accessible. They'll talk to you. They'll take a picture with you.
Oh, yeah.
The
sign books, all those kind of things.
Book signings. There's just so much going on in the course of less than 30 hours. I highly, highly recommend that you do it. It should be on your bucket list.
And we've got a big announcement to make during this conference.
That you'll only hear initially if you're at the conference. Big.
Huge for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's huge.
It's got to be there.
Got to be there.
And we're excited. Peter Slayton of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Communications is going to be there. We will be streaming, thanks to Peter, some of the conference, not much, but maybe some of the worship services and President Harrison's presentation on Facebook Live.
They're going to swing that for us there? Good.
Yes, but that's not going to do justice to actually being at that conference in the flesh.
Yeah, we will not be streaming the whole conference.
No.
We'll never be doing that, but we will do it. Just to give people a taste online of what's going on.
Email, shall we?
Yes.
Julie writes, I'm in my mid-30s and always looking to Lutheran Church Missouri Synod resources that I can listen to on the go, as I believe the LCMS is the only branch of Christianity still preaching the word in its truest form. I love listening to Issues, etc., and you have a pleasant radio voice to listen to. I assume she's talking about you, Todd.
I wouldn't assume that. Especially lately.
I don't know, you've had bronchitis for the last month. My comment is that whenever you have episodes with a guest on the show who is calling in by phone versus being on microphone in studio, I cannot listen to the episode because the phone sounds are so distracting and unclear. The phone guests hurt my ears. Others in my circle of friends feel the same. Could you please have more, if not all, interviews via in studio? I know that presents airfare costs for the guest pastor, etc., but I think it would be well worth the effort for your audience's sake. Please consider this comment, and I wish you all the best. Your topics are on point. Also, would you ever consider adding a YouTube channel element to your broadcast? Just wanting to be a voice for my generation and what we are used to using. Thank you, and take care. I pray your outreach grows and grows. Thank you for listening, Julie.
Thank you very much, Julie. So a couple things. First of all, very kind of you to say I have a pleasant radio voice. when I first started doing this show 20 years ago, I think it was safe to say the audience uniformly hated me with a white hot passion, if only for my voice. I followed a true natural radio talent, Dr. Don Matzit, who hosted for 5 years at the beginning of this show. And Don not only had sheer, just oozing radio talent, think Larry King with a clerical collar on. You'll get Don Matzit pretty clearly. But he also had this kind of whiskey-soaked smoker's voice, which I just will never be able to achieve, no matter how much whiskey I soak in and I refuse to smoke. So they hated my voice. I guess some people might have grown accustomed to it, even though it's rather weak at the moment. Now, as to the way the guests sound, when you're listening to those guests and they sound like they're in studio, they're not. It's the magic of the technology that we're taking advantage of. They sound like they're in the studio. Paul McCain, Terry Mattingly, Carl Fikencher, David Peterson.
Peter Bender.
Ted
Geese.
So we've got these guests that are on regularly. They sound like they're in studio, but they're actually at their homes or their offices where they live. We've simply sent the equipment to them, so they have a little issues, et cetera, studio where they are. And through the miracle of this burgeoning technology, they sound like they're just sitting here with me. The only in-studio guest that you're likely to hear as a regular guest is Pastor Will Wheaton, because he actually comes over here and comes in studio. But even when we say Pastor Matt Harrison is on the program, he's in a studio in St. Louis, and we're here in this studio. So we're not flying anybody in. We don't pay for any airfares for guests whatsoever. That would bust the budget, and Jeff would never sleep if that were the case. But what improving our audio quality has done, and this is what you highlight here, what it's done is when we have a phone guest, and in this day of people no longer having landlines in their home or office, sometimes they just have their cell phone. That quality is very, very sketchy sometimes. When these guests start sounding better, the guests that are on the phone sound relatively worse. Although I should say, by the standards of talk radio, our phone guests sound about the same as most phone guests. I listen to sports talk radio. They'll get a sports writer on from, say, Chicago for the upcoming series this weekend at Wrigley. And he sounds like a phone guest. I am very sorry it hurts your ears, and I sincerely mean that. We will do our best to improve the quality all the way across the board, and believe me, it's one of Jeff's number one headaches, is saying, why doesn't he sound good? If we could, we'd make them all sound like they're in the studio, but at this point, that awaits either further technology, or it awaits probably freeing up some budget in order to do that for all our guests. But we don't fly anybody in, and we don't fly to them. It's just the miracle of the technology. And thank you very much for your comment. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. The only days are gone, I'm going home. My baby just hooked me a little.
I plan to address four questions. First, what is the natural family?
Dr. Alan Carlson of Touchstone Magazine, talking about his presentation at the one and only 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And second, why is the phrase natural family better than some alternatives, such as traditional family? Third, I mean to address the question, is the Christian family natural? And offer in response a lesson from the Christian past. And finally, I intend to address the question, what does Martin Luther have to say about the natural family? Would he agree with me?
You can meet and hear Dr. Alan Carlson making the case for the natural family at the 2019 Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 7th and Saturday, June 8th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2019 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During May, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Dakota Boys and Girls Ranch. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU. Good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Well, did you get my message? Ooh, did you get my message?
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going through listener email and the Issues Etc. listener comment line. The email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The comment line, 618-223-8382.
And the equipment that makes our many of our regular guests sound in studio is about $2,500 a piece. So if anybody wants to
you have a favorite guest, you want them to sound as good as Paul McCain or Terry Mattingly or the ones that, where we Chris have Rosebro. Dispersed these studios, just that's what it'd take. We're not above asking.
Never. This comes from James. He said, did Deaconess Lynn Fredrickson ever give you the Canadian geography lesson?
I think that's slated for our trip up to, I think that's going to be, she's bringing charts and graphs on our way up to Chicago.
We're going to get a geography test.
Yeah.
We'll get a lesson on the way there, and on the way back, we'll be quizzed.
Yeah.
And then he also said, the correct job description name is Factorum. This would be for Deaconess Fredrickson. Factorum. Now, I looked it up, and it's like the jack of all trades, like the person that does everything. Is we talked about she does everything around here. There's a word that James says we should be using called factotum. That's right.
Okay,
I got it wrong.
But
factotum.
But deaconess is a female, so should it be?
Hey, it's the 21st century.
Should it be the
what's sex got to do?
So
with
should it be the Latin of whatever factotum is? Factota. Look, if you want to change her job description looks like a phone book probably, because she has so many jobs. But I'd be happy to change your title. Or actually, it's your job.
So we should instruct her in future emails. She puts Deaconess Lynn Fredrickson, comma. Factotum, Issues, etc. / Lutheran Public Radio.
Or factota. We got to look up the Latin. My Latin's very rusty.
You learn something every day. And maybe we'll learn something about Canadian geography. I apologize to neighbors to the north. I'm a product mostly of the public school system, which I don't think they did much teaching of geography here in the United States.
No, they didn't do much.
I think I know my capitals of most of the states. I have a general idea where most of them are.
Right.
But we're just products of the education systems that we were
just
under.
Go out and ask the average person on the street a simple question. Can you point north wherever they're standing? Just say, can you point north? She actually has a little pin now?
Yes. Listener Paul Weirman from Milwaukee sent this apparently.
It says LPR
conversation.
What does it say on it? LPR factotum.
Factotum.
It's a pin that she can actually wear?
Yes.
Okay, she's got to wear it now. That's the way it is.
Yeah. We only have 4 minutes left in the show. Wow. Okay, I guess we better be going here. This comes from Tom. Love your show and have learned a lot by listening. Suggestion, why don't you invite a real Calvinist to be a guest on Issues Etc.? I was thinking of someone of the expertise and stature of James White, R.C. Sproul Jr., Phil Johnson, or John MacArthur. They would bring much more clarity on Calvin's teachings, for example, Calvin's Institutes and the Westminster 1689 Confessions. Mr. Mattingly was committing a very common error on the May 2nd program, equating the flawed Southern Baptist teaching of eternal security or once save, always save, with Calvin's teaching on perseverance. Calvin did not teach eternal security as today's Baptists and many Presbyterians understand it. Perseverance is a monergistic gift of God, unexplainable and totally undeserved. A lunatic shooting up a temple full of Jewish people and claiming perseverance, well, not so much. Thanks and keep up the good fight. Thanks for the feedback, Tom.
Well, I don't think Terry was speaking as a former Southern Baptist. He comes from those kind of deep Baptist roots himself. So I think he was speaking from casual experience, not light experience, but casual experience with the teachings there. So I will defer to either the Calvinist or to Terry. I mean, my experience, as I've said many times, has been that Calvinism is a different thing to each person who holds to it. Everyone has their own particular take on it. Now, we have had many Calvinists on the program, including some of those that you have mentioned. And we've actually had a Calvinist, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. I don't think anyone would quibble with his Calvinist credentials of the White Horse Inn to come on and actually try to explain Calvinism to us. And we did a series with him, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, this was probably, I'm going to guess it was 7 years ago. We did a Calvinism series with Dr. Kim Riddlebarger.
It wasn't a series. It was just a 1 hour interview. Oh, it was, Calvinism, okay. And Lutheranism.
I remember it like a series. And Kim is a very honest, very kind. We had a nice, cordial conversation, I think, about the differences between Calvinism and Lutheranism. And as in an effort to kind of understand one another on one's own terms. And I've seen in my casual experience, the reason it's difficult to discuss Calvinism. We're doing a series, by the way, with Dr. Jordan Cooper, who is a former Calvinist and now a Lutheran, on Calvinist proof texts, and he approaches it in a very even-handed, honest way, but he speaks as a former Calvinist. I recommend the series to anybody.
Yeah, I would go to our search engine under the on-demand page at issuesetc.org, type in Calvinism and Lutheranism and Kim Riddlebarger or Riddlebarger, and you'll find that one-hour interview. You're probably right. It was probably closer to like 8 or 9 years
ago. It was a while ago. I just remember where I was sitting in this room when we recorded it. And I was sitting over there by the window, so that was the ancient days when I was actually sitting by the window rather than standing in the back of the room. But again, Dr. Jordan Cooper is doing a series with us. Oh, we've been doing it for more than a year on proof texts of Calvinism and going through these various texts, looking at different Calvinist teaching and seeing whether or not the texts that are cited by Calvinists to prove their teachings actually prove their teachings.
Alan writes, I really appreciate Pastor Paul McCain's discussion on the Lutheran confessions. They have been immensely helpful, and he is very good about addressing errors that occur within Lutheranism, even the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and making sure he navigates the confessions to avoid going into error on either side of the road on controversies that have plagued the church. Thanks for having him on your program.
It's been such a pleasure doing this. We've been doing this series on the Lutheran confessions with Pastor Paul McCain since 2013. I looked up the first date when we started it on the Formula of Concord, and we've been through the entire Book of Concord with Pastor Paul McCain. And I agree, there is no one better who can sit down and explain what it is the confessions, this Book of Concord, these Lutheran confessions from the 16th century actually say. And it's important if you are either interested in Lutheranism, that's where you go, to discover what Lutheranism really is rather than what your local Lutheran pastor or the Lutheran down the street might think it is or tell you it is, because Lutheranism is a confessional confession of faith. It has a confession behind it that is subscribed to, which is the 1580 Book of Concord. That's why we do this long series with Pastor Paul McCain, and he explains it. I learned something every single day that I talk with Pastor Paul McCain on the Lutheran confessions. I have been a very poor student of the confessions in the first part of my ministry. And in the second half of my ministry, I've tried to be a better student of the Lutheran confessions, which every Lutheran pastor ought to be. And a big aid in that has been Pastor Paul McCain. He is the general editor of the latest edition of Concordia of the Lutheran Confessions, and so has an intimate knowledge not only of the history, but of the writings themselves. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., Deaconess Rose Adel will join us. We're going to talk about wanting better for our children might actually mean wanting them to long for less. And we'll teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus clearing the temple with Pastor Tom Baker.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.